This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation is in Milano. He is in the Italy that is celebrating still and will celebrate for a long time the victory in the European Championship of 2020 at Wembley Stadium, an away game, as we say in the U.S., the Aruzzi, the Blues, the Italian team, all the way through all of the play. I do not believe they lost a game. I also don't believe they had many goals scored against them. But against England, the game was played to what looks to an American eyes, who, and I do not know the game well, a tie. But then they must decide it in penalty kicks. Lorenzo, can you recover what you were thinking when the penalty kick phase started and what Italy was thinking? Were you confident at that point? Did you feel fearful? Did you close your eyes watching the penalty kicks? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and good evening to all the radio listeners. Well, John, that final was really the best thrilling movie to watch. So I didn't shut down my eyes. I keep my eyes open to see and support mentally, virtually, the spirit of our players, you know, kicking the ball in the net. And so I think at the very end of this, let's say, I would call it bloody hell of penalties, we went into the heaven, and it was an explosion of tension into, let's say, an immense ocean of happiness. So what we did was, first of all, to cry, there was a silence. I was in my apartment in Milan, and there was really a silence, no noise at all. And at the very end, when we had our goalkeeper, you know, shutting the door to the England, the English player, there was an explosion of people crying in their apartment, and after that, a lot of noise in the streets. Everybody took their motorbike, their car, going to downtown, in every town in Italy, in every small town, you know, with the klaxon, with the flags. I mean, it was, let's say, to go back to other night of success when we won the world champion. But this was very special, very different from the other victories, because it was also coming to the end of a period that, frankly speaking, for anybody in the world, was not really the best period of their life.
Yes, the celebration. You tell me that it went on late into the night and that there were people complaining. Who was complaining? Were those Italians complaining?
There were some Italians complaining because, you know, making so much noise until 5 o'clock in the morning when the first light of the day come up, I mean, practically you miss, let's say, the sleep. So somebody complained, particularly the people that are less younger, I would say.
Yes, yes.
But in any case, they accepted.
It's days later. Is the celebration still going on? The Aruzzi, have they been offered some kind of celebration that will go on forever? You're going to have a gathering later on this summer in Roma. What do you know of the plans?
Well, you know, there was the day after the team went to Rome to be welcomed by our president of the Republic, who was attending the match in London. And there was also a polemic around the way, let's say, the trip from the hotel where they were staying to the palace of our president of the Republic, because this was done with an open roof bus. And this, of course, created a lot of concentration of people. And this was a source of polemic because, of course, there was an exposure to the risk of spreading again contagious with many people in Rome. You know that the Delta variant is becoming dominant here, and the number are growing, unfortunately, in terms of new contagious, and not in terms of hospitalization, but in terms of contagion, yes. So that was, let's say, sort of celebration that maybe was better not to be performed. So there was a lot of polemic between the authorities, because the authorities didn't give the authorization to that, and the Association of Football that gave a sort of green light clearance to do this, let's say, short trip on the open roof bus in the middle of a lot of people in the street.
Right. They were anxious about a super spreader event. Although I mentioned after the English team beat Denmark, there was a huge explosion in Trafalgar Square, tens of thousands. And I didn't see mass, but all right. Italy's the winner. Italy tourism, is that a winner? Can you tell us, are the tourists there in great number?
Well, yes. I can tell you that this morning when I came to my office here in Milan downtown, I saw some tourists. Mainly they are young people walking in the street pretty early in the morning, enjoying the town still empty. And so I think that the tourists are coming. I have also an appointment the day after tomorrow with my friends from Texas in Bellagio. And I know that somebody this morning told me that they are planning to have their holidays in the U.S., but they are not sure whether they can leave next week. There are some problems related to the clearance to entry into the U.S. for European citizens because of this growing risk of the due to the Delta variant.
Does Rome speak of a possible lockdown? I mention this because the Prime Minister in Israel is saying that we'll watch this very closely, the Delta variant. And they're using the word possible lockdown. Has anybody in Rome used that word?
No, not yet. There are two points under discussion. The first point is from the region to the central authority to change, let's say, the algorithm that rule the level of risk in any region of Italy. Right now, they are still based on different elements. One of these is a growing trend of new contagions. The other are, of course, hospitalization and so on. So right now there is the risk that some region could become again yellow from white. Yellow is the first level of criticality that brings additional measure in terms of limitation. So the region are asking the authorities to change, let's say, the algorithm and make it more based on what happened in the hospital. If there is no increase of hospitalization, why the level of risk must be brought to the upper level from white to yellow? And this means, of course, the reintroduction of curfew and so on. The other point of discussion is about the possibility to utilize the so-called Green Pass.
Right.
It is a European certificate which proves that you got a full cycle of vaccination, two doses for those vaccines that require two doses, one dose for those vaccines that require one dose. And of course, this is a debate regarding, let's say, the constitutional aspect of this that could allow certain people, those vaccinated, to be allowed to do a lot of things and put some limitation to those that are not vaccinated.
All right.
There is a debate regarding the freedom.
We will watch that closely. I thank you very much, Lorenzo, especially for the silence after the victory and then the explosion. Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation, he is in Milano. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.